So this is in the whole letters of the Rebbe. This is letter number 1271. And Baruch Hashem, it's dated Hey Kislev, the 5th day of Kislev, Toshin, based Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is giving a great title here, Rav HaGoyen, Yerushalmi Yitzroi, talks about Yitzchok Sabag, who's the rabbi over there. Shalom Abrocha. The Rebbe says, it's been some time that I'm getting reports pretty regularly from our representative, Rav HaGoyen, Rav HaChosid, all the titles, Michal Lipsker, who is active over there, from the work of your honor that is dedicated, and it's influencing greatly in the holy institution of Yeshiva Solov Yisiv Yitzchok, that you give into the institution a spirit of purity and a spirit of holiness, and also that you're helping Rabbi Michoel with all the titles in all the physical matters of the yeshiva. It's known, the expression of the Alter Rebbe, the Baal HaTanya and the Shulchan Aruch, that a physical of a Jewish person is really spiritual. As we see also in the Rambam, in the laws of Deis Reish Perek Dalet, that he says that for a person's healthy body is service of Hashem. So the physical health of your body is a mitzvah, and it's one of the ways of Hashem. And and how much the value of your influence, there is not enough to really articulate how important is your influence. And I'm sure that to you and the likes of you, it's not necessary to go into details, to prolong about this. And I'm only coming here, as we said, based on the saying of our sages, that you hasten though that are hastened. In other words, I'm not telling you, basically, have to remind you, but since you're already reminded, just to hasten those that mezarzin lemezurazin, to hasten you. And it's only lahadofe, which means for extra, to add strength, courage in your holy work above, and to increase the holy institution and to make it strong. And both together, Rebbe quotes from the Gemara, from you and from us, Hashem will be praised. It's not about the Rebbe is referencing about, there's a Gemara in the Gemara in Sota, in which there was, in the olden days, used to be like a rabbi, and then there used to be an interpreter. So the rabbi would give the lecture, and the interpreter would speak in front, he would articulate what he was saying. So basically the rabbi would speak lowly on a low tone, an undertone to the person next to him, and that person would... So one of the times the rabbi and the other person who was the interpreter, their wives were talking to each other. So the wife of the interpreter says to the wife of the rabbi, you think that your husband is greater than my husband? She says, no, the only reason that he's listening to your husband is because your husband has connections, you know, that, but he's just as big. So the wife of the rabbi was very offended, so she goes and she tells her husband about what the wife of the interpreter said to her, that he's in the same level as him. So the rabbi said to him, he said that that's why he was a very humble man, he says, no, why do you care? He says, from both of us, you know, Hashem is being praised. I'm saying, he's interpreting. So, minayu minon, he's called, let Hashem be praised to both of us. He says, don't worry about it. Anyway, so the Rebbe is referencing this, you know, from this rabbi, that, you know, Hashem is being praised by, you know, through the good work. The Rebbe says, I'm also attaching during this opportunity the booklet for Yitzchok Kislev, in which it relates the story of the festival Yitzchok Kislev, the freedom, the victory of the Alter Rebbe, that he gave his life over, his holy life, for the teaching of Hasidus, to teach the Jewish people the path which leads up to the house of Hashem with the love of Hashem, the love of Torah, the love of Jews. And when we go in his directives, in his pathway, so then when a person sanctifies themselves a little bit over here in this world, they sanctify him a lot above, both physically and spiritually together. I look forward for good, what Real good is Torah and mitzvahs, and the luminary of Torah, which is Torah is a chassidus, I bless you with success, both physically and spiritually. Okay.